There's this photo montage that is all over the internet right now. It shows dozens of meteorologists, women, all standing in front of digitally projected maps of their hometowns, forecasting the weather as they do. But the weird thing is they are all wearing the exact same dress. To explain why this dress is so popular among the women of weather, we're joined by April Warnicki. She is a meteorologist and forecaster for Good Morning Arizona on 3TV in Phoenix. April, thanks so much for being with us.
My pleasure.
What's the story with this dress, April? How did you first come across this thing?
Well, I am part of a secret Facebook group of women, female broadcast meteorologists. We talk a bit about clothing because it can be a challenge in our profession to find, you know, the right things to wear. So at one point, someone had said, hey, has anybody ever had luck finding work clothes on Amazon.com? And someone came across the dress, the now infamous dress, and said, hey, this looks like it might be a good bet, and it's only $22.99. And it seemed like it was fitting everybody, and everybody was loving it, and so more and more of us started buying it until I believe about maybe 50 or 60 of us in this group all owned this dress, and then, you know, the next thing we knew, it went viral.
All right, describe the dress.
Well, it is a solid color. It comes in about 5 or 6 different bright colors with a black panel on the side and a zipper sewn in on each hip. And it has a V in the front, but I think one of the reasons it works for all of us is it's not too revealing. It's flattering and it's fitting, but it doesn't show any cleavage. It doesn't show too much leg, and it has arm length sleeves on it.
What are the rules of TV fashion? Are there certain colors or patterns, designs that are complete no-nos?
There are so many rules. Some of the ones that obviously people complain about, and by people I mean viewers mostly, but also management, they have rules too. You're not supposed to wear prints, and one of the reasons for that is because you're standing in front of usually a busy forecast map with numbers or patterns or colors, so that you want to wear a solid color. Bright colors obviously look better on camera. You don't want to wear anything that's too revealing, as I mentioned, because we don't want to be distracting. We would rather obviously people focus on what we're saying in the forecast that we put so much time into.
People complain about your clothes? Are you kidding me? What do those complaints look like? And do you write back and say, you know, stuff it?
I generally do not. That would take me a lot of time because unfortunately I get those complaints quite a bit, despite the fact that, you know, your effort is put more into the forecast.
Literally, they're just telling you that's an ugly outfit. I mean,
yes, yes, literally. I mean, some days it's good. Some days it's, where did you buy that? Or do you mind if I ask, you know, how much you paid for that? Where could I find that? But some days it's, you know, that's not flattering. I suggest that you donate that dress. You know, when I was pregnant, it was, maybe you should look at maternity clothes. And I was wearing maternity clothes, but some people weren't happy with them.
Oh,
it's a variety, but you know, you certainly have to develop a thick skin, that's for sure.
What's your rotation for an outfit? You said people get notice if you wear something too often. So once a week, once a month, how often can you wear it?
Yeah, I try to go between maybe once a month to once every 2 months.
Wow, that means you have to have so many clothes, April.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I mean, none of us want to be spending all of our paycheck on clothing, but it's, you know, it's a part of the job. But I think that's one of the misperceptions that people have. They think that we have some kind of wardrobe you know, department at our station, or that our station is picking
wardrobe
out our
allowance or something.
No. I mean, I think there may be a few stations that do, and I certainly think maybe when you get to a level like New York or LA or maybe the Today Show or Good Morning America, they're doing that for you. But here on a local level, they're not at all.
April Warnicki is a meteorologist for 3TV in Phoenix, Arizona. April, thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you.